This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Investigators confirmed today that for two decades, the Dallas Mavericks organization was a hostile place for women to work, with multiple instances of sexual harassment and other improper conduct. KERA's Bill Zeeble's just back from the Mavs home, American Airlines Center. Bill, what got this investigation started?
An article in Sports Illustrated that found a pretty corrosive culture in the Mavericks organization. It was a seven-month investigation because it came out almost as soon as the article came out. The NBA investigation talked with 215 people in the Mavericks organization. The results came out today from the prosecutor who had been a prosecutor for the state of New Jersey and the city of Manhattan.
So what did these investigators find?
That over 20 years, women were harassed really with no place to go. They named the former CEO and president, Terdema Usri, who'd been with the organization in all about 18 years, and some other Mavericks employees, including some very successful salespeople and some other employees.
Where was Mark Cuban, the team's owner, during all this?
Well, the organization's described as the all-basketball side, which is where Mark Cuban, we're told, spent almost all his time, and then communicated by phone or text or email with the business side, which is what Terdema Usri oversaw, and that's 140 people, different buildings, different places, and pretty much this investigation says Cuban was basically unaware of what was going on.
And he wasn't at the press conference you went to today.
Cuban wasn't at the American Airlines Center, but he did speak to ESPN about how he responded to this report.
First, just an apology to the women involved. The women that in a couple cases were assaulted, and not just to them, but their families, because this is not something that just is an incident and then it's over. It stays with people, it stays with families, and I'm just sorry I didn't see it. I'm just sorry I didn't recognize it.
There weren't any basketball sanctions against the team, but this is going to cost Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban has promised to give $10 million to women's organizations, one which will help women in the industry of sports or sports industry, and another for victims of domestic violence.
Now, there have been changes in the Mavericks front office since the Sports Illustrated report last winter.
Big time. Mark Cuban hired Cynthia Marshall, who goes by Cint. She's the team's new CEO. She came from AT&T, and the investigators found she's really changed the culture in the Mavs office. And she spoke today at the press conference.
We have established a work environment where disrespectful and exclusive behavior is neither accepted nor tolerated. Our new Chief Ethics and Compliance Office is fully functioning. Our Vice President and above leadership team is 47% women. Let me say that again. Our Vice President and above leadership team is now 47% women.
So Cint Marshall is pretty optimistic. The season's about to begin, and she says you'll see a new and a different Dallas Mavericks from here on out.
That's KERA's Bill Zeeble. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.